Justice Thomas has the opinion of the court in case 06562, United States versus Atlantic Research Corporation.
This case comes to us on a writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. Respondent Atlantic Research leased a facility where it retrofitted rocket motors for petitioner, the United States. The retrofitting process resulted in contamination at the facility. Under the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act, CERCLA, both Atlantic Research and the United States are potentially responsible for the contamination. After Atlantic Research voluntarily cleaned up the site, it sought to recover some of its expenses from the United States by filing suit under CERCLA sections 107A and 113F. After Atlantic Research filed suit, we decided Cooper Industries versus Aviol Services, which foreclosed Atlantic Research's section 113F claim for contribution. The district court then dismissed Atlantic Research's 107A claim, but the Court of Appeals reversed and held that Section 107A permitted one potentially responsible party to sue another. In an opinion filed with the clerk today, we affirm the judgment of the Court of Appeals. CERCLA Section 107A defines four categories of persons as potentially responsible parties and makes those persons liable for certain contamination costs. CERCLA also authorizes two causes of action for private parties. In Section 107A, it permits cost recovery by certain parties. In Section 113F, it permits liable parties to seek contribution. The dispute here centers on what persons subparagraph B of Section 107A permits to seek cost recovery. The text of subparagraph B allows suits by, quote, any other person. In our view, the phrase any other person in subparagraph B can be understood only with reference to the immediately preceding subparagraph. Accordingly, we hold that the phrase any other person refers to persons other than those listed in the preceding subparagraph. Because the preceding subparagraph lists only the United States, a state, or an Indian tribe, all persons other than those three may sue under subparagraph B. Atlantic Research therefore qualifies as any other person and may recover its costs under the plain language of subparagraph B. Contrary to the government's arguments, this interpretation of Section 107A will not unduly conflict with Section 113F's cause of action for contribution. The two provisions authorize clearly distinct remedies and provide causes of actions to persons in different procedural circumstances. Accordingly, Section 107A does not swallow the remedy provided by Section 113F, nor does today's decision undermine the settlement bar provided in Section 113F2. The opinion of the Court is unanimous.